Some senior scientists are criticizing the way the Bush administration makes decisions on science policy. The Union of Concerned Scientists issued a report this month accusing the administration of distorting the science advisory process so that the president will only hear the advice he wants to hear. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
Every administration gets to pick the kind of advisors it wants to hear from, so it's reasonable to ask whether the Bush administration is doing anything all that different from any other White House.
I think it really is different from any of the administrations that I've worked with, which goes all the way back to John Kennedy.
Lewis Branscombe of Harvard's Kennedy School of Government has gotten jobs from both Democratic and Republican presidents. He says the difference in this administration is its willingness to fire scientific advisors for speaking what Branscombe says are scientific truths. He says a particularly egregious example came earlier this year when Elizabeth Blackburn was not reappointed to the President's Council on Bioethics. Branscombe says Blackburn's sin was offering accurate advice on embryonic stem cell research, an area of research the President has limited.
I would have no objection at all to the President having a committee of ethicists or even a committee of religious people who advise him on what the various religions think about the subject. But it's coating these more subjective judgments with the cloak of science and doing it by not treating the science objectively that I think is truly objectionable.
But administration officials deny that's happening. White House science advisor Jack Marburger spoke Wednesday at a National Academy panel looking into the presidential science advisory process. Marburger doesn't deny that people like to strengthen their positions by an appeal to science.
Every time you see an advertisement for some product being touted by someone in a white jacket with a little badge, a stethoscope or whatever, is trying to exploit science to make their case, we have to be clear about the difference between this kind of artificial use of science and the real role that science plays in policy making.
Marburger says the president believes scientists should always speak the truth to the best of their ability and not worry about the consequences. But critics claim that even when the Bush administration gets good scientific advice, that advice is ignored. Harvard Medical School's Michael Green says two advisory committees to the Food and Drug Administration voted 24-3 to recommend that a morning after contraceptive, called Plan B, be sold without a prescription. But Green says the acting director of the FDA's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research rejected that.
His decision was contrary in this case, not only to the advice of his advisory committee, but also to the advice of his staff people, who came to the same conclusion that the advisory committee did, that the application should be approved.
Green admits that science advice can only take you so far in policymaking. And that's White House science advisor Jack Marburger's point. Science is rarely so clear-cut that it absolutely dictates policy decisions.
It is assumed when you accept an appointment by an administration whose policy principles are clear that you will accept those principles or that you will agree to serve. So if you don't, you shouldn't take the job.
Marburger, who just happens to be a lifelong Democrat, says he understood that when he took his job and doesn't feel his ability to speak scientific truths has been compromised. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.